This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you sincerely for spending a little bit of your day with me today. You probably picked this episode from a bazillion different podcasts that you could listen to, and I'm just really glad that you're here. And I'm pretty excited that you are here because this was a little bit of an unexpected episode. I keep a running list of topics and ideas, and I'm always open to your ideas and suggestions for what we should dive into. And this one wasn't on the list. It kind of came out of the blue from a conversation I had the other day. And it's going to be really important that I get your feedback on this idea that I'm sharing with you today. It's not a product. I'm not selling anything. Just looking for your thoughts on it, your feedback and your opinions. And I will remind you of that as we go on throughout today's episode. This kicked off, this idea came up this past Thursday. I was on the phone chatting about an idea, and the person to whom I was speaking said, "Hey, if you haven't done a podcast on that, you need to." So I just made myself a little note, as I do a trillion times a day. And then 5 minutes later, further into the conversation, I said, "You're right, this totally has to be a podcast, and it's going to be Monday's podcast." So here it is. Don't worry, to my science lovers, I'm coming for you soon, just not today. Here is the backstory. Back in December, so I'm recording this the beginning of May. Back in December, I revamped my website, primalpotential.com. Cleaned up the look, simplified the site. It had been a couple years, so it was time. What I realized recently, and this isn't the topic of the podcast, but it's a little bit of context for you. What I realized more recently since the relaunch is that if a totally new person shows up on primalpotential.com for the very first time and they see Primal Potential, even with the great new site, even with the tagline, "Mastering Fat Loss Naturally," it still doesn't encompass what this is, what we are doing together. And some of you listening right now might be like, "Yeah, I kind of feel that way too." Nobody cares from a podcast standpoint, right? Sounds like a business problem, and it is a business problem. However, my process of finding clarity is often a strategy that we can put forth into our own lives, creating clarity and making better decisions in our own lives. So this conversation is really meant to help you be a better advocate for yourself, help you get more engaged in whatever it is you are trying to achieve. And I think it really reinforced the need to chat about this because as I was having this conversation, I was thinking about a previous conversation I had had with the Primal Potential Masters Club. We do live webinars. We do a lot of things to challenge ourselves collectively as a group. And recently, I had gone through a personal rebranding exercise with them. And this is going to be something that myself and the Masters Club are working on for a while. And I intend to air here on the podcast some of those conversations, probably very soon, to give you a little bit of a sense of what I was doing with the Masters Club and how this all ties together. I was sharing with the Masters Club folks how companies establish their brand identity. It really points out for them, it clarifies for them who they are, what they do, what makes them different. And it's also about who they aren't, what they don't do. And this is not a creative exercise for documentation purposes. The reason a brand to a company is so important is because the brand identity guides their choices as a company. They decide what products they launch, what opportunities they take, what products they don't launch, what opportunities they don't take, very much based on their brand identity. We totally understand why brands do that. And the other thing brands, big companies do is that they rebrand repeatedly throughout their lifetime. They take a new direction. They change how they position their identity. It's distinguishing between, yeah, that's who we were then, but something wasn't working. This is who we are now. And as I was thinking about this idea of rebranding, I thought about it in terms of my own life. And if we had to describe it in terms of a brand identity, something that guides choices and decisions, what we do and what we don't do, for most of my life, my brand was pretty much, if you want it, you can have it. If you want to sleep in, sleep in. If you want to eat gas station cupcakes, eat gas station cupcakes. Want Mexican takeout? You can have it. And I didn't enjoy it. If I were a business, I was a failing one. It didn't work, but that was the identity, the theme that guided my choices. And though I didn't realize it at the time, my personal identity, my brand shifted years ago when I started paying down debt. When I decided I was going to get serious and stop screwing around, no more games, losing over 100 pounds, I rebranded myself then. The brand was very much discipline, right? That was the brand. Do the hard thing. Choose the wrench. This time, maybe more recently, I've been more aware and more intentional about a rebrand. Because there are seasons of life and our priorities shift and the things that guide what we do and what we don't do, how we spend our time, how we spend our money, what goals we're pursuing. It's kind of a rebrand. And I think we benefit from being really intentional about it. So with my master's club, I was sharing what a more recent rebrand, maybe even current rebrand, ongoing rebrand, what that looks like for me. A lot more about connection, a lot more about opportunity, a lot more about joy and experiences. And we're working together through some exercises, again, some of which I'm hoping to share with you guys, through those conversations, how we can each kind of rebrand ourselves, not for some empty creative activity of creating a storyboard or a vision board or anything like that. If that works for you, that's cool. But this is really about having an identity that guides our choices, some clarity in how we think and what we do. So this conversation I had with the Master's Club came to mind very quickly on this phone conversation that I was describing from last Thursday. I was on the phone with somebody who was talking me through ideas for simplifying my website, making sure that if a brand new person shows up on primalpotential.com, they know this is what we do here. This is what it's about. Making it so Primal Potential is clear to new folks, but also clear in a way that helps me decide what should I be doing, what shouldn't I be doing, right? It's not about fat loss. Now, I'm going to ask for your opinion on a cool idea I had, but as I present the idea that I had, I think it's going to be a fantastic tool for you. So I started thinking about how I can make this clear, more clear than it is now, to a new person. Because like I said, it's not about fat loss. That's definitely a part of it, and it is a big part of it for some people, but not all people. Helping people take care of themselves, take better care of themselves, improve their health, certainly is about fat loss for many. But Primal Potential is not a weight loss brand. You might think it is, and you might want it to be, and it might be very much for you about weight loss, but that doesn't mean that's all it is. So he and I are talking about ideas for how we could change my podcast artwork, you know, the green with the black and the yellow tape, and it says Mastering Fat Loss Naturally, how we could replace it with something that more accurately describes all that Primal Potential is, something that's more complete, something that speaks more to my heart and my intention, but also to your heart and your goals and your needs. Like I said, this is not a conversation about my brand and my business. Still kind of in the backstory, though the rebranding thing, there might be something in there for you. There's a tool. So we're talking through how to simplify this. Strike Mastering Fat Loss Naturally, but what do we replace it with? And I threw out the idea, transformation is now. Transformation is now. And as we were going back and forth with ideas, I would say something and he'd reword it. He would say something and I'd reword it. When I said transformation is now, he said transformation can happen today. And I said, no, nope. Now and today are not the same thing. As I started to explain why now and today are not the same thing, he said, if you haven't ever done a podcast on that, you need to. So here we are. We've arrived. Shall we? Transformation is now means you can be different right now. Right now. Too often, we think of transformation as this big, huge journey, and then we feel overwhelmed, and it feels so far away. And since we aren't there yet, hey, screw it, I'll start tomorrow. What's the point? It's going to take forever. Am I even going to get there? Can I do it? What happens a month from now? So transformation isn't this future point we're trying to get to, but it's also not today. It's now. I explained to him that if somebody said to me, your transformation happens today, my first thought would be like, no, I'm really busy today. Like, I have a lot to do. It's Wednesday. I have 6 phone calls. I got to work out. I don't have any real, like, fat loss friendly options for dinner. What's going to transform today? It's Wednesday. Unless you're like taking me to a magic bubble and I'm going to step out a transformed person, it's not today. Today is Wednesday and I've got things going on. Transformation happens now. Transformation is now. Reminds me that in any situation, in every situation, I can choose not just to work towards a future transformation, but in any situation, in every situation, I can choose to be transformed. I can choose to go into that situation and act as a transformed person, and I can also choose to allow any and every situation to transform me. Ready? Do you get that? Are you ready to do that? There is a difference between working towards change and choosing to be changed in a moment. There is a difference between working towards a future transformation and choosing to transform your behavior in a moment, choosing to transform your mindset in a moment. I said to him, I'm about to walk into the gym. We were sitting in the parking lot of the gym. Well, I was sitting in the parking lot. He was on the phone. I said, I'm about to walk into the gym. When I understand that transformation happens now, I'm thinking I can go into this gym and seize this opportunity to be different in this workout. It's not that I'm pursuing some future change and I've got to check the box of working out because that's how I'm going to lose weight. No. Transformation is now means that in this opportunity, I can be different. I can walk into that gym as a better version of myself for a minute. For the duration of the workout, it's up to me. That is an option. It's always available. I can go in and talk to people instead of hanging back and keeping to myself. I can go in and choose the wrench, as they say in Goodwill Hunting, which means do what's hard. Don't try to scale. Don't try to take the easy way. Don't try to say, well, I could go a little heavier, but that might get rough after 25 minutes. Nope. I go in all in. I go in as a better version of myself. That's what transformation is now means. I choose to behave in a way right now in this next moment that reflects the best version of me. Transformation is now. I said to him, if you said transformation is today, I'm skeptical at best. I'm annoyed at worst. Transformation is now reminds me that every single choice is a chance. Every moment is an opportunity to be change, to be changed, to choose, to show up as a better version of yourself. I explained to him the difference between pursue and ensue. Two different words. We get them confused. We think of change, whether it's losing weight, increasing your fitness, paying down debt, getting an advanced degree, ending your pattern of binge eating behavior, we think about change as something we have to pursue, something that is a future point in the distance and we have to chase it. And from that perspective, we're never there yet. And since we're not there, there's no sense of urgency. We can't really identify with it. And since we can't identify with it, it's too easy to make excuses and exceptions and throw in the towel and stop trying or not try hard enough. That's what happens when we pursue something. But when we think about this, about change, as something that ensues, that means it's happening now, right now, right now. I'm in it. It's here. I have to participate. It is something I do, not something I chase. That is what transformation is now means to me. It's available to you right now. The next time you walk into your kitchen, transformation is available to you. The next time your spouse annoys you, transformation is now. It is available to you. The next time you think about breaking a promise that you made to yourself, transformation is now, always, now, and then now again. It's in every single moment. It's in every single choice. Every choice is a chance. Now, if you like this idea, don't just nod and feel fired up. Remember that strategy we talked about a few weeks ago? Open up your calendar and put it in there for Thursday. Transformation is now. Practice. And a week from Sunday and the 1st of June and the 15th of June. Put it in for July 5th and put it in again for July 12th. Put it in for 6 months from now and 3 years from now if you put it in for July 12th. Mark down that's my birthday. That's how you can celebrate me. Transformation is now. How can you practice that on those days? So I got a little fired up there, didn't I? That's a good sign to me. That is a good sign to me that it reflects my heart and what I want for all of us. So I want to know what you think. That really matters because this is our journey. Primal Potential is our family. So transformation is now. What do you think? I would love for you to either DM me on Instagram. You can find me there at Elizabeth Benton. You can head over to the show notes page, which is just primalpotential.com/480, and leave a comment. I want to know what you think about this. Do you get it? What really resonated with you? Was there anything in particular? Do you not like it at all? Are you confused? Do you have a better idea? This is for us. This is not some marketing strategy session. I want you to use transformation as now, whether you like the idea or you don't. But I do want to know if it speaks to you. Does it land for you? So it would mean so much to me if you follow me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton and send me a direct message or comment or leave a comment on the show notes page on primalpotential.com. Not only would I love to know what you think of the idea, share with me what you're going to do about it, how you're going to embrace today, transformation is now. I want to hear from you. So, thank you for being an amazing part of this community. Thank you for continuing to show up for yourself and put yourself as a priority and believe in change, your ability to change, because we're so in this together. Transformation is now. Little reminder to wrap up the waitlist for the fall 2018 group coaching. If you're interested in working with me for 12 weeks, learning what that means and how you can really end the year strong, it'll be 12 weeks starting in September. I don't have dates yet, but really to embrace these ideas that transformation is now, that every choice is a chance, that you have everything you need to be the change in your life. And I want to help you do that. So if you want to get on the wait list for that fall group, you'll be the first to learn more about it. I don't have details to share with you right now in terms of like when and what and da 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 da. But you can either go to the show notes page, because you're going to be there anyway. Tell me what you think about this idea. If you go to the show notes page, there'll be a link right under resources, and you can just drop in your name and email address. Or while you're over on primalpotential.com telling me what you think about this idea of transformation is now, you can hit the work with me option at the top right-hand corner of every page. Or if you are in the United States, you've heard this before. If you're in the United States, you're going to text the number 33444, and in the body of the text message, you're going to type fall18. So you're going to be sending the text message to the number 33444, and the message you're sending is fall18, all one word. It's going to pop back. It's going to say, hey, thanks, give me your email address. Just put your email address. No wave, no hi, no thanks, because it can't read that stuff, and so it can't read your email address if you put all this other stuff in there. Be literal, just put your email address. Can't wait to hear what you guys think about this idea. I hope you have an amazing day. I'll chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.